I currently work for Econet Wireless Zimbabwe after having moved back to Zimbabwe a year ago, having spent 14 years in the diaspora, left Zimbabwe at 18 to study for a degree in computer science, computer engineering by nature. Undertook part of my degree at Spelman College in Atlanta, then moved back to the UK, where I worked for a software house that developed software solutions for investment banks across Europe, Middle East, and Africa. Did that for 3 years as a software engineer and moved to retail banking solutions, where I worked with NCR Corporation before moving in on Imperial College London, where I did my executive MBA. And it was during this time that I took on the role of a senior technology global consultant for NCR Corporation to map out their roadmap into how they could move from traditional retail solutions into mobile technology-based retail solutions. And this strategy was across 52 countries, and now I've moved into mobile financial solutions. So my career sort of spun through the traditional financial technology solutions into the now more disruptive mobile financial services solutions. So I find that I've been lucky to go through the innovation curve, and it's exciting times.
And what prompted you, as a young woman, you've trained abroad, you've been working with all these Fortune 500 companies, to move back to Zimbabwe and join a local company that's based in your home country? What prompted you to do that?
I think it goes way back to my college days, where when I was studying at Spelman, the tagline in our day really was that to whom much is given, much is required. And that's always carried as part of a key personal value for me, that Zimbabwe as a country has given me so much. We stand out in the African region as the second most literate country, sitting at 97% of literacy rate. The majority of Zimbabweans that you find out there are well educated, and they're running Fortune 500 companies, when we have a country that is not doing so well. And when you look at that balance, there has to be something wrong with it. What are we giving back to Zimbabwe? And I felt that I'd done everything I could do for myself or for other countries abroad, but I sat there as one of the people that always complained about Zimbabwe's governance, about its future, about what was happening really in Zimbabwe. But I had been given much by a country that I'm not giving back to. And I think instead of sitting back, I needed to give back to Zimbabwe because I've been given so much. And that really is my quest around why I've returned back on the continent, and Zimbabwe specifically.
And who is Natalie? How would you inspire a woman listening out there? You have a loaded resume, but someone listening out there is saying, okay, I can't do what she did. She went to Spelman and then went to the UK, but you're going back to Zimbabwe. But how do you inspire somebody listening out there who's lost hope? What word of advice do you have for them?
Natalie's the only girl are in a family of four boys. Absolutely ordinary is how I describe myself. Went to a regular school in Zimbabwe, went to Chinoy High before going to the UK, where I was born, although my parents are Zimbabwean, but that has got nothing to do with it. What it has to do with it is that you can be whoever you want to be, regardless of where you come from. And so I have an ordinary Zimbabwean upbringing, was fortunate to study abroad, but I think what's important about it is that we take not for granted the opportunities and the exposure that we get. And so I think for anybody who's out there who's got ordinary circumstances like I do, I think I repeat to people all the time that it's the passion, it is your hard work, and it is your determination, that nobody at all can take that away from you. And I often remind people that before I was an engineer, I was actually a lover of literature. Mm-hmm. So for my A-levels, I specialized in arts. Mm-hmm. So that was your ordinary history, geography, and English literature. And you would have thought maybe I would have gone into the arts, not having studied STEM.
What drew you to engineering?
My parents, really.
That's a really male-dominated field.
Totally.
So what drew you?
My parents, who refused to pay for my university fees if I was not going to study anything that's not computer science. And I think they spotted the trends and really chanted them well. And I have I've got everything to thank them for being visionaries. They sat me down and said I couldn't go to law school, and I'd really gotten a place in a really good law school in the UK. And they said, you've got to study technology because that's where the trends are going. And for someone who comes from an arts background, to excel in engineering shows you that anybody, regardless regardless of your background, can actually make it in anything STEM. And the world is going towards a lot of technological opportunities, a lot of technological evolution. And it doesn't mean that you have to be a whiz kid in mathematics and science or physics together. It helps. But even if you're not from that background, you actually can still make it and actually excel at it.